It is a very warm welcome to Pacific Days now by Auckland Councillor Josephine Bartley, chairperson of the Maunga Kiekie Tāmaki Local Board, Maria Meredith, who is also the first Tongan chair of a local board in Auckland, as well as Whenau Glenn Tuwala, executive director and founder of Lalanga Foundation, to tell Noa about the upcoming Tāmaki COVID-19 vaccination drive-through event, which is happening this Sunday. A very warm welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Talofa lava, Ma'a. Thanks for having us.
Well, firstly, Councillor Bartley, let's begin with you. It's great to have another initiative, another COVID-19 vaccination event to really push the message home for our Pasifika communities.
Oh, definitely. You know, thank you so much, Ma'a, for the opportunity to come on here and promote our Pacific event that we've got running in Tāmaki. But man, you know, like there's still a large number of Pacific people that haven't been vaccinated and that are also, kind of buying into the anti-vax messaging out there on social media. So many. Yeah, it's really sad to see. Actually,
Can we go to you, Whenau, just in terms of, you know, this week's event on Sunday, the 17th of October. Tell us a bit more about, you know, how it came about and some of the organisations supporting the event, please.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity, Ma'a. So this Sunday, the 17th of October, is a Pasifika vaccination event. It actually is a walk-in event. Just to clarify, and it's being hosted by Tāmaki Pacific Islanders Presbyterian Church, Tāmaki PIC, in Glen Innes. So how it came about was that a few of us in the community, including Councillor Bartley and Madam Chair Maria, were thinking along the same lines of reaching out to our Pacific families and to the community at large to try and increase our vaccination rates. And then we decided to bring those efforts together and collaborate, which is the first event that's happening this Sunday.
It's the first event of its kind happening in Tāmaki, this one?
For us, targeting our Pacific families, it is, but there's been a lot of other vaccination drives that are going on locally, not to the same scale as we see out in our brothers and sisters in South Auckland, so we're trying to do something as well.
Now, of course, Maria, in your home patch, I'm sure it's going to be a great atmosphere on the day. And, of course, with a lot of our Pasifika events, man, people asking, oh, what have you got to give away? What's the incentive to come along? So tell us more about that, please, Maria.
Yes, thank you, Ma. Malo Lede, it's Maria Meredith here. But yes, we do have incentives and giveaways. There's food packs, there's vouchers, and hopefully a lot of music and, people from our community out there to support on the day. But really, we just want to target the people that are unvaccinated and encourage them to turn up and just come and do it for yourself and for the community.
What's the number we've set?
Sorry, Ma'a, just a big thank you to Southeast Healthcare for the food parcels that they're providing us, and also Tāmaki Regeneration and the Lunga Pasifika.
In terms of the numbers or a goal that's being set for this Sunday, what's the target we're looking at?
So just on that, because the genesis of this event was supposed to be just a localised one for the church, for Tāmaki PIC, but then when we all got together, we decided to expand it. So we've actually got a larger event planned in a few weeks, which we're going to target more of our community. But for this weekend, you know, we're hoping for the best. If we can get 200 to 300 people down, just as an initial number, we're ready for that. The more the merrier, though. We'd love to see as many as possible.
I want to go back to your initial point, please, Councillor Bartley, and please feel free, Whenau or Maria, you know, to to share your thoughts as well. In terms of the, you know, anti-vax sentiment, what is your feeling, you know, when we're looking at our Pacific communities in general around this, and do you think that it's, you know, impacting the numbers of our Pacific community that are getting, you know, getting their jabs?
Yeah, I think the more that we're seeing more community vaccination movements, the more the anti-vax people are coming out stronger, and they've organised their protests in our community around this weekend as well. So, yeah, the more we push vaccination, the more they're starting to be more vocal around fear, around my body, my choice, around natural immunity. So it is a big concern. Yeah. So that's why these events, we need them. We need our events, our community events to come through.
And Ma, just to add to that, I just wanted to say that we've had family members pass away from COVID-19 up in Los Angeles, and it's really hit home. And these men were in their 40s and 50s, and one has just got out of hospital after 40 days in hospital. And, you know, you just have to look at the bigger picture. You know, I know there's the argument, spiritual versus physical, but we have to find a balance. You know, that God didn't put these doctors and nurses on earth to kill us. They're there to help us. So we just really want to encourage people to get vaccinated, keep yourself safe, keep your whānau safe, and think of our future.
Final.
And if I can just come in as well, just on that, I mean, the way we try to pitch it is it's for those who have done their own research and wish to be vaccinated. We're just providing that opportunity, and the more opportunities there are, the better. And the theme that we looked at in terms of Tamaki give Delta the jab, you can replace Delta with a number of different things. You could say give lockdowns the jab, you know, give different things that are challenging us as a community at this unprecedented time. So, you know, there's always going to be resistance, but, you know, we're happy to face up to that and still provide that opportunity for our families to get protected.
Can I ask, and please feel free, any of you, in terms of our COVID, in terms of our numbers in the Tamaki area that have been vaccinated, what's the sort of percentage we're looking at currently?
I've had a look this morning, just across our area, it's a wider area, it's Maungikiki Tamaki, they're sitting at 85%, but really it's our... if you look at our Pacific numbers, we're looking to target at least over, I think it's around about 4,000 people, Ma'a. So that's a huge number, and we need to work really hard to reach those communities.
Final words, firstly, Councillor Bartley?
Just to encourage everyone, please... yeah, you just got to look at the vaccination. Look at overseas, how people are just dying. We can't handle that in New Zealand. We're too small. Like, if we got a massive outbreak, we're just going to drop like flies. It's so blunt, but it's so... Please just vaccinate.
Final?
Yeah, likewise. I just wanted to echo the same sentiments. Being a former biology science teacher, I mean, there's only two ways to get immunity to any kind of disease. It's either naturally or through vaccination. And vaccinations have been around since we were young. You know, this day and age, there's just a lot more access to information on social media and things. But we really just encourage our young people, especially our youth in Tamaki, to come out and get protected for their families and for their parents and for their loved ones. Whaftai.
Maria, thank you.
Yep. Mālo. All I would say to end on this is vaccinate, get the jab, and don't be scared of the needle.
Very good. With that, it is a very big whaftai tele lava. Mālo o Pito, Auckland Councillor Josephine Bartley, Chairperson of the Maungakiakia Tamaki Local Board, Maria Meredith, and Whinau Glenn Tuala, Executive Director of Lalanga Foundation. Thank you all for your time, and all the very best for a successful event this Sunday. Whaftai, mālo o Pito. Thank you.
Aloha, people.
Aloha, Peter. Thank you.